So you done or Jordan talking about the record? I mean, that's all everyone wants to talk about. What's your thoughts at this point?
That hasn't changed for me. You know, it's still working, man. We got two games left. You know, two chances to get a win. You know, to get something positive going leading into next year.
Did you see Jerry Rice talking about on ESPN yesterday?
I didn't really see it. I heard about Nate. I saw a glimpse of Nate on there. Yeah, so I knew about Nate was going to be on there talking to him. So that was cool.
Well, Jerry says he's not rooting for you to break his record.
Who would? You know, you got NFL records, man. Those are big. Those are big deals.
What about him saying also that he's got 40 NFL records, so he doesn't mind giving you, letting you have them?
Hey, man, hey, I appreciate it. I'll take what I can get.
What if you get all 40?
Hey, that'd be cool, too. That'd be fantastic.
Is it bittersweet for you, you know, having a record, but then also having the other record, which is
That's probably the best way you can explain it, you know, that the record, the expectations we had on the year overshadows a lot of things, you know, especially, you know, some individual accomplishments.
You're probably too young to really see Jerry Rice play much, but in your mind, is he the greatest of all time, best receiver ever?
I mean, it's hard to argue that. It really is. I mean, there's some good ones too, but I mean, as far as what he's done in this league, yeah.
What does it mean when, you know, you've got a lot of attention and notoriety for, you know, beating the Vice and still putting up pretty big numbers, no matter how much attention they're giving to you? What is it? Just a will to win? How are you doing it?
It's just, you know, that, like you said, it's a will. It's an attitude. It's a mentality you got to have, you know. And you go out there, you know, you love to compete, you know, against the best. And whatever they throw at you, you're willing to go up and try to beat it, you know. And that's just a mentality you got to have. That's a mentality I hope most people on this team have.
How much have you gone back and watched Rice, and what has impressed you about him?
I haven't really gone back and just watched him, you know. Don't really have a lot of time, especially what we're doing here.
Is it hard to finish a season with energy when the team is losing as opposed to last year?
I mean, it's definitely a different feeling, you know. Last year, you know, you're fighting your butt off for a playoff position here at the end of the season. This year, I mean, not that you don't have anything to play for, but your pride and respect, you know. But it does make it a little tougher, you know, knowing that, you know, it's over after week 16 or 17.
Kelly, you have a five-year deal. I mean, you're vested in this team now. In your mind, is this season coming off a 10-win to a 10-loss, is this an aberration? Do you still see the pieces moving forward that you saw last year when you were in the playoffs?
I mean, we've still got a bunch of the same pieces here. You know, it's just, like I said, man, it was 8 games, you know, that we lost, you know, lost by a single score. It's just one more play here and there. You know, a lot of that we put on our own shoulders from either plays we left on the field or, you know, just somebody not on their assignment.
We asked Scott yesterday how guys were trying to stop you, and he looked at us and said, they hold it. How much of it is the legal stuff they can do in the rules, and how much of it are you seeing downfield that the cameras don't pick up?
Yeah, they get a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of holds, but I mean, that's part of the game. You know, oftentimes, you know, if they're holding early in the game, I go talk to the referee. You just going to let us play today, you know? Just ask me questions, just find out, just to clarify for myself, you know? So if you're going to let us play then, you know, I'm going to go ahead and start getting physical too, you know? But they'd be quick to call me.
You still have a good feeling about where the team is headed?
What's that?
Do you still have a good feeling about the team, where it's headed, or do you have questions now?
Not really. You know, we just got to get our some pieces back on offense as far as the receivers go. You know, we're going to get those guys back. You know, we know what they can do, Burrows and Nate. And then, you know, like I say, it's just those little plays, you know, one more play out of somebody, you know. If it's got to be myself, it's got to be myself. But
does not having Pettigrew out there change things, too? Is that a big loss?
Yeah, well, we missed a big guy, you know, because he's a big force in the middle of that field. You know, you can haul him in between the linebackers.
Calvin,
are you enjoying the process of going after this record, or are you just looking forward to getting it over with?
You never could be in an attitude where you're just looking forward to getting the season over with. You know, we got, like I said, we got something to play for still. And it's, you know, your pride, your respect, and for your teammates.
Calvin, you surprised at what you see from the Atlanta secondary? I mean, those guys seem to be very active in, you know, safety position. They've got like 9 interceptions just from that spot alone. So, you know, how do you look at them approaching Saturday?
I think that just for them anyway, it just comes with the chemistry, you know, their continuity, and those guys being there for all last year and then having been then coming back this year. You know, they know where each other's going to be at, so they could do things like that. You love to see that in the secondary. But, you know, there's some holes in there that we have to attack. You know, we've got to find them and make those plays when they're there.
The
last question, guys.
At the beginning of the season, it seemed like defenses were trying to prevent the big play from all the receivers. With all the injuries that the receiving corps has had, have you kind of seen receivers or defenders declare open season on you, kind of take more risks because they're less afraid of the big play?
Come with that one again for me.
With the inexperience of the other receivers, like Trubisky, Thomas, have you seen defenders kind of be more open season on you, take more risks because...
Oh, like bring another man over on top or something?
You know.
Yeah. Last week we saw a lot of, you know, that was, you never see it in the slot and as much as we have. And that's the first time we've seen it as much as we have right there in that particular game. And so definitely, it's risky for those guys leaving the other guys one-on-one. So we've got to make a play on the other side with somebody.
All right, thank you. Herman Moore said you could get to 2,000.
Some big games, though.